KSR News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The GOP-led House on Thursday approves a nearly $14.5 billion bill for Israel's war with the terrorist group Hamas.
The House voted to approve the Israel aid package, defying President Biden's veto threat and his request to pair it with aid for Ukraine. The measure conditions military funding for Israel on cutting the same amount for a tax enforcement initiative at the IRS favored by Democrats. The bill faces an uphill battle in the Democrat-controlled Senate. House Speaker Mike Johnson has proposed funding Ukraine aid in a separate bill.
Correspondent Edwin Morrow reporting. A New York jury has convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud charges. The 31-year-old California man was convicted Thursday in Manhattan federal court by jurors who rejected his testimony that he didn't defraud customers. Bankman-Fried has been jailed since August when a judge concluded he'd tried to influence prospective trial witnesses. Both Donald Trump Jr. and his brother Eric took the stand on Thursday in their father's New York civil fraud trial. With reporters outside the courtroom, Donald Trump Jr. said he only dealt with his father's financial statements in passing.
I'm apparently guilty of fraud for relying on my accountants to do, wait for it, accounting. I mean, think about that. What does that do for literally any other business? You pay experts millions of dollars to be experts.
Eric Trump has testified that he was never involved with or aware of financial statements that New York State lawyers say fraudulently puffed up the ex-president's wealth and the worth of their family business. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 564 points. This is SRN News. This Sunday is the annual International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and believers across the U.S. will be holding up their embattled brothers and sisters in foreign lands.
Brother Andrew, the founder of our ministry, famous for smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain, 70-some years ago, was famous for saying that, our prayers go where we cannot.
Ryan Brown is CEO of Open Doors U.S.
The church in America needs to be walking with our persecuted brothers and sisters, not because of what we have to offer them, but because of what they have to offer us. Few would argue that we're living in a post-Christian culture, increasingly within the United States. And, our persecuted brothers and sisters have walked a road before us and have set an example, often at great cost to themselves.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. This is SRN News. Russian artillery continues to battle southern Ukraine as more deaths are reported. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russian shelling has killed an 81-year-old woman in her own backyard and a 6-year-old man in southern Ukraine's Kherson region. Kherson is a strategic military region and a key gateway for Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. It is located on the Dnieper River, and unconfirmed reports suggest Ukrainian forces are gaining ground on the Russian side of the river. Ukraine's months-long counteroffensive has fallen short of dislodging Russian troops from large areas, as the war appears set for another winter of grinding attrition. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill revoking Russia's ratification of a global nuclear test ban. Moscow said the move was needed to establish parity with the United States. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.